on the pasuk Vayichtov Moshe es Moitzeim l'Maseim, Chazal tell us in Medrash Rabbah Parshah of Gimel Ois Aleph Halacha Misha Haya Nirdof Min Hagoyim Oy Min Alistim Ma'u Sheyichalos Hashabbos. Someone who is being chased after by Goyim or Listim, Ma'u Sheyichalos Hashabbos. Kach Shonu Rabbi Seinu Misha Haya Nirdof Min Hagoyim Oy Min Alistim Mechalos Hashabbos B'Shvil Lamalit Al Nafshe. You're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos Lamalit Al Nafshe to escape. When Shaul wanted to kill David, Barach Mimenu v'Nimlat. Now it gets very interesting. Omru Rabbi Seinu, Maisa Shabo L'Gdele Tzipere, to the G'dele Tzipere, they got Ksovim Roim in Amalchus. They got letters informing that the Malchus was planning on doing some bad things. V'Omru Leil Rabbi Lezer ben Parta, they went over to Rabbi Lezer ben Parta with the following Shaila. Rebbe, Ksovim Roim Bo Lanu Min Amalchus. Ma'ata Oimer Nivrach, should we run away or not? And for some reason, V'haya Misyore Loimer Lehem Baruchu. He was afraid, perhaps from the Malchus, he was afraid to tell them directly to run away. V'omer Lehem Beremez. So he told them Beremez. He was Meramez to him. How? He says, V'liyatem Shailim, you're asking me. Lechu V'shalu Es Yaakov Es Moshe Es David, meaning they all ran away. So that's being meramis to them that they should run away. Omer lehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu replied, no. Uch'ilu kol g'deile oylam yoru u'baruch hu min seineyem. Did everybody then, they did these aforementioned names, but did everybody then run away? Kol oysan arboim shana shalasisam bamidbar. The 40 years that you were in the desert. Lehinachti eschem livroyach. I didn't let you run away. Elohayisi mapil seinechem lifneichem. I was mapil your seinim in front of you. Bamesha hayisi mochem. With that I was with you. V'loy oid elokama nechoshim v'kama srofim v'kama akrabim hayusham. V'loy hinachti oisam lahazik eschem. Lekach omra kodesh baruch hu lemoshe. Ksoivis hamasoh shenosu Yisrael bamidbar. Write the masos that Klal Yisrael did in the midbar. Kdei sheyiyu yoidim manisim shosisi lohem. Minayin, Mimash, Minayin, how, where do I know these nisim, Mimashe Karinu, Be'inyan Eilemase, from what we learn from Eilemase. That's the Medrash Rabbah. Similar, we find in the Medrash Tanchuma. Just, it doesn't say over there that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Kilu Kol G'dei Le'ayilam Yaru Baruch Hu. It just says the following, Omar Lehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, Bonai, Hi Zoharu B'mitzvaysai, V'shimru Es HaTorah. Hizoharu b'mitzvaysai v'shimru es ha-toyra u'ru'u kama nisim v'niflois asisi lochem misho shiyotosem mimitzrayim v'hipalti soin eichem v'hevarti eschem b'yam v'chol arboim shona shayisim b'midbar lehinachti eschem afilu shoachas. Omar lo yakodesh baruch hu l'moshe, therefore the Eibishter that told Moshe Rabbeinu k'soivus ha-maso shenosu Yisrael b'midbar k'dei she'ishu supply Yisrael should learn kama nisim asisi imoem. Bechol masa umasa. How many nisim? I think bechol masa umasa. Ramban brings b'shem the Rambam in Mer Nevuchim that the reason why the Torah was marich with all the masos was because if it wouldn't have, people would have tined that Klal Yisrael just camped when it was comfortable and in a mokim yishuv, and they would be makhish the nes godel that the Eibishter did. So therefore, the Eibishter, that's the chayrutai to teach in this medrash. Therefore, the Eibishter told Moshe Rabbeinu, write the details of all of the masos, that they should see that the masos, you would want it to be obvious that the masos entailed great difficulty, and that those nisei nisim that were on a daily basis to call Yisrael to save them during those arboim shana in the midbar. Now, that the Medrash Rabbah says that he had Avram, all these people who ran, and David, Chas v'Sholom, that Chazal are not telling us that they did anything wrong. Avada, that's the Mahalach is to run. I saw all Derech Zedus Fasam Mestaiches. What these Medrashim are coming to tell us is that it's not always possible to run. You can't always run, and there isn't always where to run. So what the Medrash is coming to teach us is not that you shouldn't run, but even where you can't, There's a derech to be avoid the sakana. What is that derech? How can you be nitzel without running away? It's al yedei, like the Midrash Tanchuma said, the zehirus b'mitzvus and the shmirus hatera. Because al yedei, the zehirus b'mitzvus and the shmirus b'tera, you're davuk in the Rabbeinu Shalom, and the Rabbeinu Shalom Hare is with them b'tzaraso. It's not like the Rabbeinu Shalom left. It's nister from us, we don't see, but the Eibishter is there. The second you're davuk b'tera b'mitzvus, you're davuk in the Rabbeinu Shalom. If you're davuk in the Rabbeinu Shalom, you have a hatzolah. I'm with them. They're dovuk. They want me. You give a makam for me. You nidbak to the Rabbeinu Shalom. You're nitzel. So Samus Taiches, the pasuk min hametzar karosi ko. Karosi is a loshen chibur. Is min hametzar karosi ko. Dafka from the time when I was in hametzar, in the tzar, then I became dovuk in Hashem. Karosi ko. I became dovuk in Hashem, and that was my hatzolah min hametzar. So the Hatzolah of Min HaMeitzar is Karosi, being Dovuk in the Rebbeinu Shalom. Karosi Ko. That's the Yesod of the Limud of the Masos. That's the Chereda Taish and the Rambam as well. But that's the Yesod of the Limud from the Masos, the Arichas of the Masos that are written here in the Parsha. That in the midst of a Matzav of Tzara, Klal Yisrael has a Derech to be in Yisrael. Now, the Chidah in Achal Kedumim I saw brings that the Rosh HaTeves, Eile Masse B'nei Yisrael, in those words, are Merumas the Dalet Malchias. What are the Rosh HaTeves? Eile is Aleph, is Edoim. Mem Masse is Modai. B'nei is Bovel, Beis. Yisrael is Yovan. So in this Eile Masse B'nei Yisrael, in these Masse B'nei Yisrael, is Merumas the Dalet Malchias. Meaning, in those Dalet Malchias, any time that there will be a tzar, and there will be times where Klal Yisrael will be in a matzav of tzar. The Eitzah for the tzar is, learn from the parsha of these masos, the Hatzolah is munach over here. The Eibishter did nisim, because Klal Yisrael was seimach under Rabbeinu Shalom. If you're dovuk in Torah and dovuk in mitzvahs, and you're seimach under Rabbeinu Shalom, the Rabbeinu Shalom is there with you, close to you. You're dovuk in the Rabbeinu Shalom, you have a Hatzolah. Even one tends to think that when bad things are happening to Klal Yisrael, the Eibishter is further away. That's not true. It's not true. I heard once someone asked Chacham Echad, you know, the question that all the Kaifrim ask, you know, during the Holocaust, if there's a Rabbeinu Shalom, where was he? So this person looked incredulously back at the person asking the question, said, what do you mean, where was he? He was doing it. You have to understand, everything that happens to us is the Rabbeinu Shalom doing it. Tisha B'Av is called Mayed. We don't say Tachan on Tisha B'Av because it's called Koralai Mayed Lishba B'churai Mayed. Yontif is called Mayed. What's the pshat? Mayed is the Lashon Vad. His Vad, those people meet each other, you come into contact with each other. Rav Gifter Zatzal used to say, Metreft mention, you meet people for good things and you meet people, Rachman Ulitzlan, for not good things. You meet people at a chasna, you meet people at a shiva. What do you call it? But you're meeting them. Tisha B'Av is a mayid. When the Eibishter is being banished, Klal Yisrael, he's not doing it because of neglect of Klal Yisrael. He's doing it dafka because of a precise hashgacha in Klal Yisrael, because that's what Klal Yisrael needs. And the Eibishter is there. Where was the Rabbeinu Shalom during the Holocaust? Making it, because for whatever the cheshbon is that we cannot fathom, that's what was necessary at that point in time. They say, you know, when the Mir Yeshiva was escaping Europe through Japan to get to Shanghai, so in the cities in Europe, they would stay in various places, they would sleep in various places, and it was Yodua, the Masgiach, Reb Chatzkel Levenstein, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, so it would go on a regular basis over to a bachur and say, don't go back to your stancia, don't go back to the place where you were. Why? He said, don't go back there, the guy said, but the bachur said, my tefillin are there, forget about your tefillin, gainish. And sure enough, at the time when the Bachar would have gone there, either Natsim Yimach Shmom or the Reitzim, the Stam the Goyish Rotzchim over there, they punct raided that house, and had the Bachar gone there, that would have been the end of him. And it was Maisim B'chol Yom. And they asked Reb Chatzkel, they said, how can it be? How did you know all this? Afterwards, they asked him, how did you know all this? How did you know not to send this boy to here, not to send this one to here, on this day this, on this day that? How do you know all that? And Reb Chaska looked back at the guy like he didn't understand the question. He said, "Was heist? Damos dat min gezen de Rebbeinu shel Olam far de Egen. Then we saw the Rebbeinu shel Olam in front of our eyes." Okay, you have to have Reb Chaska Levenstein's eyes to see the Rebbeinu shel Olam. But the taich of it is, at a time of a tzara for Klal Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is right there, close to Klal Yisrael. Why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu close to Klal Yisrael? Because he's doing it. Why is he doing it? L'taivas Klal Yisrael. What does he want from Klal Yisrael? Be davuk, be seimech, be beiteyachin, be davuk b'teira, be oisik b'teira, be davuk b'mitzvahs, thereby become davuk in the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. If you become davuk in the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, that is the hatzolah, and that's what the Eibishter wants from the whole thing. It's an appropriate limud for all of the galus that we go through, and for the long galus that we've been in for years, especially now during the 9 days. It's an important limud that everybody, we all have our masois. Everybody in their lives has masois. There are better times and there are not better times. Klali is nick for Klal Yisrael. There's the long galus, and each person in his own life has the ups and the downs, has the tzoras and the simchas. In the times of the tzoras, it's to learn masayim. This is the masos of Klal Yisrael, the masos of each and every one of our lives. The eitzah to be nitzel, and the way to grow from the matzavim and to grow from the siyanis and to grow from the tzaras is to be davuk in the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, to be davuk b'teira, to be oisik b'teira, and davuk b'mitzvahs. That's the limud of the masos. That's the limud that we can take with us to give us an eitzah how, as pratim and as a klal Yisrael, we can all be nitzel and zeichet to be as Mashiach Tzidkenu v'meheru v'yamein.